Bert Divett reads The Body Machines by Alexander Bard and Jan Söderqvist.
Hello there and welcome. We are
Alexander Bard
and Jan Söderqvist, the philosophers and authors of the text you're about to listen to very soon through this medium. And it's about time that our books are turned into audiobooks, don't you think? We don't know what took us so long, but here they are.
So what can you, the listener, expect from the many hours you're about to spend in our company? Well, lots of new ideas, new concepts and arguments that will come in handy if you actually want to understand the most important aspects of the ongoing, very dramatic and extremely rapid transformation of every aspect of society.
A recurring theme in our philosophy is the key function of interactivity as a generator of change in today's world. Our message is that the fact that all of us now have to get used to two-way communication rather than one-way mass media, that we can expect that more and more of formerly passive consumers of media now change into active participants, that this means that absolutely everything in society will change fundamentally.
Since we have the ambition to actually practice what we preach, we shape our texts not as your classic monologue performed by authoritarian teachers in a pulpit in front of an admiring audience that needs to be educated. No, these books should rather be regarded as our humble invitation to start a conversation, at first between the two of us. Each book is by its very nature a collaboration to begin with, and then between us and the reader and listener. Only through dialogue can we reach a deeper understanding of who we are and who we will become tomorrow while interacting with an environment that goes through a highly dramatic transformation. Because that's how it is. Ultimately, it is the communication technology that we use that provides the framework for what we can think and what we can do, which means that we need to understand how this technology works and what it does to us.
So, again, very welcome to the Futurica trilogy that consists of three books, The Netocrats, The Global Empire, and The Body Machines. An alternative title could be The Encyclopedia of Change, for here we discuss what genuine change really is, how the media technological revolutions have been driving change through all of human history, and what we can learn from that in order to handle the future with some success. And we might as well get started right away.
Introduction. The year was 1999. We met on the net. Where else? We had never actually met before in real life, but had been around in each other's networks for some time, and we were united in a strong frustration directed against all the nonsense being said and written about the internet during this period. Alexander had given a series of attention-grabbing lectures at the Stockholm School of Economics. Jan had written extensive articles in Modernitider and other publications. So we had dinner and drank some wine. And before the evening was over, we had formed a company and written a synopsis for our first book, which we then went on to finish in only a few months. The rest is history, contemporary history. Today, Bard and Söderqvist have been translated into approximately 20 languages. It is hard to give the exact number. New editions and new markets keep appearing. New launches, more trips. It is hardly an exaggeration to say that The Netocrats has become a modern classic, and the two later books are quickly on their way to the same status. So what exactly are we saying that makes us stand out? What is so interesting about us? Well, in all modesty, and as an introduction for new readers, we would like to stress a few fundamental ideas. First of all, it is about change. To actually understand what a genuine revolution is and what it is not. The Netocrats could be described as the encyclopedia of change. A genuine revolution amounts to something extremely radical. If the conditions for our cultural biotope change fundamentally, this does not translate into the future being some kind of magnified version of the present. which is what lazy futurologists always claim. No, a genuine revolution means that the whole Darwinian system of punishments and rewards is restructured, which in turn results in a whole new set of talents and abilities being favored. And that in turn translates into big changes, always being bad news for the old elite, who after all became the elite because they benefited from the old rules before the revolution occurred. This they always deny loudly, which is why friends of the truth must never flinch from seeing through and exposing their arguments. Meanwhile, the new elite initially moves under the radar, works in silence while growing stronger. Or rather, the new elite can be heard where old ears refuse to listen. Let us not forget how a new industrialist and academic elite emerged around the city squares of 17th century Europe, while the aristocrats and cardinals were arguing their heads off in their increasingly marginalized castles and churches in the countryside. The parallel with the revolution of today, including the power shift from the city square to cyberspace, is striking. So the next question will inevitably be, what is the cause of these revolutionary changes, and what thus constitutes the decisive force driving historical development? Our answer is media technology. Through media technology,